Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, the shocking Cosby Show death, saying goodbye to Malcolm Jamal Warner and remembering some of the great TV sitcoms of the 80s this morning. To Netflix, Amy Bradley disappeared off a Carnival cruise ship 27 years ago. It's the hottest show on Netflix right now, and it makes you into a detective, and it's got everybody with their own theories on what happened to this woman. I've seen it, saw it yesterday. Pretty amazing stuff, actually. Very, very good stuff. And still with Netflix, the countdown to our Big Friday with Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore 2 continues. Happy Gilmore 2, just days away, had his debut last night, had the rollout of the red carpet, and his family members were there. And apparently the hot topic online is, after the movie premiered last night, all the cameo appearances that will appear in this upcoming movie. You gotta love that. That's one of the great things I always loved about SNL was the fact that they'd crack up on camera live, and the other thing was all of a sudden they'd be making fun of some celebrity, and then that celebrity just like appears as part of the sketch. It was just so fun. So looking forward to that on Friday. Also, we'll introduce you to a woman who has made what she says is the best decision ever. She's moved to a retirement home at age 38. She said it's the best thing she ever did. We've had just about enough of the shenanigans. It's time to call it a day and move into the retirement home. Pepsi's got a new product coming out that's got some probiotic in it to get you all excited and get you into the washroom. get traffic moving for you. The Pepsi probiotics are out. It's going to make us all poop. Yay! I want a soda pop that makes me go. Number two, number two. I want a Pepsi that makes me go. How about you? How about you? Kids will like it. Kids are like, I will not have a Pepsi and rum. Thank you very much. I would rather have a Pepsi and a probiotic that makes me poop. Poop? Is healthy. All you kids need to get out and party. What's wrong with you? God, when we were your age, cops were getting called trying to shut it down. Hey, keep the music down. Beastie Boys playing. We got a fight. For your right to party. And now today's kids are like, excuse me, I must hit the gym at 5 a.m. Aren't you a bunch of fun? Mr. I'm going to live to 95 and I'll be gone by 58. Nick says, just so we're clear, Red Bull gives you wings. Fireball puts hair on your chest. Correct. Tequila makes your clothes fall off. Correct. And now Pepsi makes you poop. You are correct, sir. You win the prize. Yes, you win the beverage trivia prize. That is so true. Pepsi is amazing. Comes with probiotics. Keeps traffic moving. You put your first offer in on a home, and you're waiting to see if that offer is accepted. Once it is, you're going to need some legal help. And that is why you know our friends at Eplaw Office. Trusted legal support with a personal touch. If it's real estate law, if you're making changes to your business, maybe you want to incorporate in Manitoba and take advantage of all the different things involved with being a corporation. They'll help you with that. And they also help with wills and estates. They're very busy because they're friendly, they're affordable, and they're waiting to help you. At 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. If you're looking for furniture, appliances, electronics, you don't need any money. That's the best thing about Leon's. Other than the taxes and the fees, you don't pay till 2027. 0% interest, no monthly payments, plus free local delivery. Summer comfort sale going on, a chance for you to save up to 50% off select sofas, clearance mattresses, and select beds. It's a limited time only. 3635 Victoria Avenue and at leons.ca. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. There are more tax incentives coming. Those fuel costs, non-existent. Lower maintenance, no oil changes, fewer parts mean fewer headaches, and that's why people are switching to a GM EV. And if you make that choice, Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Well, haven't got another Hollywood star yesterday. Bit of a shock when this news came in. Malcolm Jamal Warner from The Cosby Show has died. It was a drowning accident. He was on his family vacation. Terrible, terrible. This is, regrettably, National Water Safety Week. And it is super important to know what you need to know about water safety. And he got caught up in a current. A young person tried to save him. That person is in hospital. Suffered some injuries in his attempt. The current apparently was just too strong.
Fans around the world are remembering Malcolm Jamal Warner, the actor, director, musician, and poet. Became a household name when he played Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show. He died Sunday in an accidental drowning in Costa Rica. And Jenna DeAngelis has more on his legacy.
Theo Huxtable helped an entire generation navigate growing up.
Have you been tagged by the Wildlife Society?
It's an earring, Dad.
Over 8 seasons of The Cosby Show, the beloved teenager had audiences learning with him.
Regular people.
And of course, laughing.
Is this a shirt there supposed to think as a boarding Bartrell? Ask me the question again.
All these memorable moments brought to life by Malcolm Jamal Warner. Back in 2015, he reflected on the show's complex legacy.
No matter what we've had, in terms of the things that continue to perpetuate the negative stereotype of people of color, we've always had The Cosby Show to hold up against that.
His performance earned him an Emmy nomination for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy in 1986, setting the stage for a long career. Co-starring in sitcoms like Malcolm and Eddie and Read Between the Lines, and more recently, he was a series regular on Fox's The Resident.
Your contract has a billing quota,
which I exceed consistently.
A multi-talented artist, Warner was also a director, poet, podcaster, and musician. In 2015, he won a Grammy for Best Traditional R&B Performance for his contribution to a cover of Stevie Wonder's Jesus, Children of America.
I've had the realization that I'm living like two of everybody's dream, like the TV side and the music side.
The New Jersey native also prioritized an education, graduating high school from the Professional Children's School in Manhattan in 1988. Head of school James Dawson said he remained tightly connected to the community.
I think every so often someone comes into your life who so touches you and elevates you by their quality, their skills, their compassion, their generosity, their warmth. I'll remember him as a person who touched my heart more than anything, and I am deeply, deeply sad that he's gone.
A devoted family man, Warner leaves behind a wife, daughter, and lasting legacy. He was 54 years old.
We were speaking about the Adam Sandler Happy Gilmore 2 movie. It debuted last night in Hollywood. They had the red carpet out. His family was there. His friends were there. Adam Sandler, obviously, ready to unleash his character, Happy Gilmore, onto the world for a second time. But he does have a lot of cameos coming. We're going to tell you who's in it in just a second. First, Headley's Health Hut. Don't forget, Friday is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue. What does that mean? 20% off Health First supplements, 10% off supplements, beauty products, essential oils, and diffusers. There's free draws all day long. Find everything you need to stay healthy. Vitamins and herbs, clean beauty and skincare, gluten-free and sugar-free snacks. And boy, what a deal day on Friday. They love you. Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue. At the Elkhorn Resort, Clarkstown Nordic Spa, a whole bunch of new events coming in August. The third annual mini carnival is coming August the 7th. That's a Thursday. Oh, they've got a petting zoo, bouncy houses, water fun, a card reader, face painting, and more. Thursday, August the 7th. Their rib nights for $20 for a rack of ribs continue Wednesdays throughout the summer. And they've got dinner and a show at Clear Lake. Lost the Musical, presented by the 45th Annual Sask Express Summer Tour, is coming Saturday. Saturday, August the 16th. How cool is that? Dinner and a show at Clear Lake, Saturday, August the 16th. ElkhornResort.mb.ca for a complete list of all the amazing things they've got going on. And at Skydancer Casino, of course, we got Little John coming August the 9th, and we're giving you a chance to win tickets. Simply show me your best summer emoji, your favorite summer emoji, on our Little John graphic that we've got posted on the Facebook page. And you could be off to see Little John. August the 9th, outdoor show at the Skydancer Casino. Gates open at 8 p.m. Concert
starts at 9, and we will do the draw for those Little John tickets coming up this Friday. All the great concerts. They've got a trampoline park, water park, family fun at SkyDancerCasino.com. Now to the cameos in Happy Gilmore 2. What kind of stars are we going to see on Friday?
Cameos in this movie. Yes. I'm watching the movie, and I'm like, it's who's who? Bad Bunny.
Yes.
I see my guy Travis Kelce pop
yes.
up.
Yes.
It's great to see you back, Mr. Gilmore.
And you had every professional golfer,
yes.
the best golfers in the world,
yes.
all in it. How did you convince everybody to say yes?
I don't know how it happened. We wrote them stuff. Everybody was kind enough to come. Everybody in it did a great job. Every day someone cool would show up and we'd hang out.
What the hell is happening?
The thing that blew my mind, I'm watching it, it's a family affair for you. Your wife's in it.
Yes.
Your daughter, Sadie, and Sonny.
Yes.
They both were awesome and excellent in the movie. So what do they think of the original Happy Gilmore?
Oh, that's funny, man. All my, they like Happy Gilmore. I would come home while the kids were growing up and see them sitting on a couch and with their friends, and one of my movies would be on, and I'd hear my voice, and I'd be like, uh-oh, what's the response going to be? And 99% of the time, they did the right thing. And on occasion, they would stare at me like, how did you do this? And I'd be like, hey, that was a long time ago.
My kids do that when they're watching movies too. Dad, because I'll tell them, I'll say, Dad, this is one of Dad's favorite movies. Oh, Dad, it's so disgusting. How were you allowed to say things like that back then? It was a different time. It's okay. It's still funny. Still good. Happy Gilmore 2 on Netflix this Friday. Hottest doc on Netflix right now involves a young girl on a cruise with her family. She's on a cruise with her brother and her parents. Trip of a lifetime. She goes missing. She is gone for over 2 decades. Now, thanks to Netflix, the internet, and some sleuths, have we found her? Did she jump to her death? Most say no. She ended up off the ship. This happened in 1998. She's 23 years old. She vanished without a trace. She went on a cruise with her family. It was her and her brother and her mom and dad. And similar to Poop Cruise, first couple of days are magical, absolutely fantastic. And then her and her brother go out for a night of partying at one of the nightclubs on the cruise. They go back to the room. They sit out on the patio. They're watching the ocean. They're having drinks. She smokes at that time. And then when the family awoke the next day, the door to the patio was open and Amy was gone. They figured, she went back out to the nightclub. Who knows? She might have found somebody to spend more time with. She may have gone for breakfast for all they knew, but they could not find her.
Just take them on a cruise.
Exactly what has happened to their daughter is a mystery.
Because you'll never get caught.
Welcome aboard the MS Rhapsody of the Seas.
Amy Bradley was 23 and she was on her family vacation.
The water was crystal clear.
Life is good. Everything's great. Don't see her tomorrow. They went to bed.
Around 5:30 in the morning, I saw Amy on the balcony. 6 o'clock, woke up again. She wasn't there.
He said, I've been looking for Amy, and I can't find her.
We check every inch of the ship.
Captain came in.
He says, the FBI have searched. Your daughter's not on this boat.
Just so many theories.
If she fell off, something would have washed ashore.
That night, I saw Amy and this guy that worked on the boat. I got a bad vibe.
Now years have passed and we've had so many sightings.
I saw her. That's where I was standing. Amy's alive.
Taxi driver said her daughter is on this island.
She could have been lured on the ship.
I saw her.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
In the restroom, all Barbados, I said, what's your name?
Amy.
I was in the bar in Curacao. One girl said, my name is Amy Bradley. I need help.
I thought that could be Amy.
Somebody saw something.
Please let her go.
Somebody heard something.
I have information.
We need to have answers.
She's still out there somewhere.
Incredible. What a documentary, man. Brace yourself. It's one of those ones where you're not going to be able to stop watching it. So don't start this thing till you got about 3 hours set aside in your day, because it's like episode one is done. You're like, oh, I gotta see what happens next. Bye bye, 3 hours. But boy, if you are if you're in the cruise business, these have not been fun documentaries that have been released lately. Poop Cruise was the first one we talked about. This one is called Amy Bradley is Missing. I didn't want to go on a cruise because I'm not good with seasickness. Now I don't want to go on a cruise because I don't want to poop in a bag. And I'm scared about going missing. This is crazy. People are just disappearing. So the cruises are out. I know you're saying it's a floating city. I think she was abducted, I think. That's my thought. I think she was abducted. And the neat thing about Netflix is once these documentaries hit, so many people watch them. And we've seen this before where there's been like cold cases from decades earlier that are no longer cold. They've been solved or are close to being solved because of big shows like this meets social media, meets, you know, people who have nothing to do except investigate. And if you haven't seen the documentary, Don't F with the Cats. There's a Canadian connection to that one. Don't F with the Cats is an example of how when you put something on the internet where you say, I can't figure this out, that is catnip, no pun intended, but maybe, to the internet, because the internet goes, oh yeah, you can't figure this out? We'll figure it out. You know what? Hold my beer. And some of these people that have nothing else to do, or some were like security guards in their regular life, or they're librarians, and they go home and they sit online and they think they're detectives. And sometimes, I hate to say this, sometimes the amateurs of any line of work can sometimes often be as good as the professionals. You see that with podcasting, for example, or singing, a lot of entertainment stuff. Amateur sleuths can sometimes crack a case wide open. So when you have a documentary like this or others that air for millions of people to see, they go, did anybody see this purse in the back? It's open. Freeze that. Come back. Freeze that. Then they take software, help it with AI, make it bigger, check things out, make the phone ring. All of a sudden, they break the case wide open. So this is a cool documentary to watch because I really think there's going to be something to come of this because it's still new. And this is great because they are a sponsor on the show. I've got to let you know, they've got something new and exciting to tell you about. It's the $8.99 dinner deals from 5 to 11. Now, how this works is you get your choice of a main, you get a side, and you get a drink. Now, the mains include a loaded wrap or flatbread pizza or a supreme stack or a classic wrap. Loaded bowls are available for a dollar more. And then you choose from sides like garlic bread or some Timbits or a specialty donut or some cookies. And then you get a beverage, a small or a medium. That can include a lemonade, a sparkling quencher, iced coffee, cold brew, coffee, tea, espresso drinks, or 500 ml of bottled water. So $8.99 at Tim Hortons. The $8.99 dinner deal from 5 until 11. Fast, affordable. You've always got time for Tim's. Tim's, West Manan area with 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. I know we don't like to talk about back to school, but it is coming. Preparing for the upcoming school year is as easy as 1, 2, 3 with Sunrise Credit Union, and you can win a $2,000 tech package of Apple products. All you have to do is one of these things. 1, open a Prudent student account. 2, maybe sign up for a Calabria credit card. Or 3, open a student line of credit. And if you do one of these three things, you could win a $2,000 tech package from Apple. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. The quick, easy, convenient way to get an oil change. Get those fluids inspected before your summer road trip at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And with every oil change, it includes a donation to the Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. They show you your filters while you wait at 1500 Richmond Avenue. A 38-year-old Australian woman who has been living in a retirement home for a year claims that moving there was the best decision she's ever made. I moved to a retirement home at 38. After a long-term romantic relationship with her partner came to an end, the 38-year-old woman, who is anonymous, decided it was time for a fresh start and moved out of their shared apartment and spent some months in an Airbnb. She said, nah, this isn't the place for me. When she visited her aunt at a retirement village and told her she was looking for a place, the elderly woman asked her if she wanted to try an apartment that had just opened up in the retirement home. Her relatively young age wouldn't be a problem, the woman's aunt said, so she decided to fill out the paperwork and give it a try. You know what happened? She loved it. I've been living in the retirement village for over a year. I've stopped considering it a stepping stone to a better place, and now I see it as my home. I never felt out of place. And living around people who are not in a rush to live life or consumed by tech has given me a mental health boost. It's like heaven. Now, costs are part of that. The apartment is a lot cheaper than living away from a retirement village. But she says that really the best part of this whole thing is she lives a peaceful existence surrounded by friendly neighbors who are always eager to help, offer friendly advice, and they live life much simpler than today's modern younger people. Could you do it? Would you do it? Would you go to a retirement village? She's 38 years old. She's unplugged. Oh, that'd be awful, you say. You'd be sitting around doing nothing. Oh, no. She's got yoga classes. They have cycling classes. She plays bingo every Wednesday. She gets some freelance work done. She walks to the nearby grocery store. She bakes. She visits. She's playing games with residents. She says her social life has never been richer. She has never had more fun. I think it's because in these retirement villages, they force you off tech. That's the problem. I think it's too much tech. The tech detox is the nursing home. She says, my new home has reshaped my life at 38 years old. She says, this is so amazing. Some people laugh it off. Her family still thinks she's too young to live in a retirement home, but the 38-year-old woman says she has no plans to leave. Interestingly, last year, there was another story of a 38-year-old woman, this one in China, so exhausted by daily life, she too took refuge in a retirement home. She was so delighted, she never went back to her regular life. We are missing an opportunity to start a business where tech-free living, tech-free communal living for younger people could be something you could make money off of. Retirement home for young people, but you got to rename it because they're not retired. She's a freelancer. She's working while she's in the apartment. But obviously, they're onto something here. You know, and Molly too says, I wouldn't mind. Most of the Sunseekers are like, this sounds pretty damn good, which should have us just slightly concerned that we're all ready to move into a retirement home. Things are spinning just a little too fast and are about to be spinning a little bit faster. But the takeaway here is at least we know there's some place to go. There's some place to go where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. You want to go where everybody knows your name or not. Sometimes they're a little forgetful. Hey! There's that guy that eats bacon all the time and talks about those Costco hot dogs. Oh, ooh. It tastes like cotton candy, but better. I'm not a fan of cotton candy. It's all sugary. This is actually good. It's similar to a creamsicle. Not as sweet as cotton. It's creamy cotton candy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they call these ice cream pops. This is what you're looking for. Brand new. A product that has just been introduced to the marketplace. So you can go to your local co-ops of Westman and get Co-op Gold Unicorn Ice Cream Pops and get brain freeze for yourself. The new brand of pop is Pepsi Poopsie. That makes sense. No, it's not called that. I'm joking. They've introduced a prebiotic version of its name, Saycola, that will include 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. Just crack, sip, enjoy, and pfft. Oh, yeah. So let me get this straight. If I have some fiber for breakfast, then go out for Mexican food loaded with beans and corn, just all the great things to keep traffic moving down the highway, and I chase it down with some prebiotic Pepsi soda. My question is, will I ever see the sun again? You'll be able to buy Pepsi prebiotic cola online starting this fall. It will come to retail in 2026. If your car is a temple on wheels and it gets hit by hail, take it to Auto Fashion. They do paintless dent repair. Yes, lots of questions about insurance because you know what? Those claims are rolling in. Yes, they'll take MPI. Yes, SGI. They'll take care of you. if you have a claim for hail with MPI or SGI. They do window tinting, ceramic coating, paint protection, fabric and leather protection, and more. Visit autofashion.ca. See them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. And Kuiper's Family Bakery. Brandon's Bakery, the best cinnamon muns on planet Earth, the best hot dogs and hamburger buns. Of course, they've got a huge sleeve of monster cookies ready for you and your campsite, of which you will be the campsite hero. I guarantee you. It was the top cookie of Country Fest. Those monster cookies were a huge hit. Check them out at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. All right, so In-N-Out Burger is leaving California. This is making me very sad. Although the restaurants aren't leaving, it's just the CEO. Apparently, California is becoming too much for the CEO of In-N-Out Burger. Although it's a California company, it's a California tradition. That's part of the allure as far as I'm concerned. But it's like Elon Musk. He was in California and he said, it's just too much. It's time to get out. Musk went to Texas. The CEO of In-N-Out Burger says she's moving her family to Tennessee and will open 35 locations there. This has me slightly excited because once this woman who owns In-N-Out Burger gets out of California, she'll realize there is a tremendous appetite for this everywhere. But like, this is the best burger place on planet Earth, bar none. But part of the problem is, can you get fresh produce in Tennessee? I think so. I would think you'd grow a lot of fresh produce down there. And she is a billionaire. She says that it's getting increasingly difficult to raise a family in California. You know you've got problems in a state when... She is a restaurant billionaire and says, you know what? I can't raise my family here. It is becoming incredibly difficult to raise a family in California, so I'm leaving. How? You're worth billions. Nothing should be difficult. Oh, she's a staunch Christian. Okay. That I did not know. I knew Chick-fil-A. I didn't know that. So that would explain it then. Here I thought, oh, this poor billionaire is having financial problems. You know, I know California is expensive, but come on. All right. Well, from prebiotics to In-N-Out Burger to people in a nursing home at 38 years old and remembering Malcolm Jamal Warner. That wraps up our time together just as Lindy comes in the door. We'll do this again tomorrow. Thank you so much, Sunseekers, for joining the ride. Thanks, Sunseekers. Hey, I appreciate the coffee and conversation. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.